Welcome back to another episode of the Chop Sports Jesus podcast. This guy burping on the air, off the mic, but that was loud enough for...
So I could burp on air.
All right, well, that's cool. It is Tuesday, July the 20th, 2021, here with Sturch and Gooch, and of course, behind the invisible glass is AJ Bascone. Fellas, how are we feeling today? We're all good?
I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
You're feeling good?
Yeah, would you say all glass is invisible?
Oh my God. I mean...
I don't know that probably
no,
not because you
can see glass.
So it's invisible glass, but it's not actually
transparent.
Here, so
it's transparent. You can see through it.
Called the proverbial glass.
I've said that word already. I'm trying to like.
And you notice how I didn't comment on it because it was the proper usage of the word proverbial.
Love of God. Anyway,
I'm just giving Dave a hard time because he's going through it.
I'm going through it this morning, man. I'm surprisingly
happy, all things considered.
I mean, look, life is good. Don't get me wrong. We'll get to a lot of stuff today. People are telling me it's a seller's market. We find a house. Like, we weren't even actively looking for a house, but then we realized, like, I got a new baby boy coming in November. Like, we need some more space. We need an updated house. Our house is old. You know what I mean? And I do love it because, you know, my wife's an interior designer by trade. So she's updated the crap out of it. Looks amazing. But now we're like, all right, we either put an addition on this house and spend 100 G's or take that 100 G's and put it towards a new house. So I get frustrated because I get my hopes way high and then we find something. I'm like,
classic Dave, high hopes, Dave.
I get the dream. I'm like looking at this house. I'm like, oh my God, I can picture my daughter running around.
He already moved in his head. He's like, well, that's
the house.
Oh
yeah, no, I had it all mapped out. I said, well, I'm going to start at the attic and then work my way down when it comes to moving all my shit out because I got a man cave up in the attic. So I got to basically peel off my fat heads. You know what I mean? I had it all figured out, but you know what? That's the problem when you're me and you get overhyped about things, similar to me being overhyped about the Cowboys, similar about me being overhyped about pretty much everything that I do. I'm overhyped about Chop Sports.
The letdown.
Not overhyped. That's actually doing well.
When you get overhyped early, the letdown is great. I've learned being a Packer fan to just kind of stay even keeled because I get overhyped because there's good reason to be, and then I just get my hopes shattered right around Christmas.
And I asked you yesterday, what would you rather have? Like that even keel season, and then they rip your freaking heart out of your chest on in January, or that like, wow, they played really well all year long. Let's see what they can do in the playoffs.
Here's the new motto: expect nothing. Just boring. Expect nothing. And anything good that comes is an exciting thing. And anything bad that comes, it's to be expected.
That sounds like a shirt. Expect nothing with a little hash and says Chris Gucci. Expect nothing. But anyway, to give you an update real quick, Chop Athletes update added three new studs last night. Aaron Cervais, Steinberg, Mason Steinberg.
Yeah,
Aaron. He's from Syracuse, but he's a local Green Bay guy, and
he is a Packer fan. That's my, I don't want to say it because, you know, obviously we got some local Jersey guys, but Aaron is my boy, right?
So
go Packers.
Packers, don't you know? So Cervais is here. Mason Steinberg, another lacrosse player, in addition to, obviously, Madison Palumbo, who you can hear on the Jimmy Palumbo show. I listened to her on the way down. Great show, great interview. She's a gem. She's a really cool chick, and we're going to get some merchandise up for her, hopefully, within the next couple of days.
Hopefully today.
Yeah, hopefully today. We'll talk to Marcus. And then we got Nick Palumbo. No relation whatsoever. However, Jimmy, did you see that comment on it?
Of course.
He says, we're no relation, but you're a Palumbo, so you're okay with me. Nick Palumbo is a wrestler out of Sacred Heart. He's joining the family as well. So that list now is up to 19 people. We started with Mike Tverdov, you know, last week, and it just grew, or 2 weeks ago, and it just grew and grew and grew, and that's great. So also, before I get into anything, I got a picture sent to me today from my brother, who's currently, he FaceTimed us yesterday for like that half a second and rubbed it right in our faces. He is in Aruba right now with his son and his wife, but he is supporting and sporting ChopSportsMedia.com t-shirt today. He's at the bar. He says he's going to spread the word. I should have given him business cards. I'm an idiot. But he's...
Your words, not mine.
Yeah. So shout out to my brother Danny for doing that. Also, just to show you the reach that we got going on here, I know we have a Carolina representative in Jay Devlin as being the real estate guy down there, because now I'm definitely not playing that freaking commercial today where I'm like, oh, real estate's a hobby. I'm like, now I'm just mad at real estate altogether. But actually, Curtis is going to give me a comp appraisal on my house, which he hit me up. So Curtis Sells Houses, who brings you the update every day now going forward. But my bonus mom, Barry, her cousin Jeff from North Carolina, listens to the show, loves the show. So shout out to Jeff. And of course, thank you for listening. So the reach is outside of Jersey, which we knew already. We're even in India, you know, according to the numbers and the statistics. But
you should see the hits from the store. There's a lot of Ireland hits.
Yeah.
I think it might be us talking a lot about Connor on the Chop Heads podcast.
Well, it is the name of your last three podcasts. Connor is in the title. And I looked at it today just to see the numbers. And I'm like, Connor, Connor, Connor. I'm like, Jesus Christ, it's Connor exclusive. But hey, listen, get yourself a Connor shirt. Make a Connor shirt of some variation that doesn't use his likeness at all. Like, just a shirt that says, who the fook is that guy or something. I don't know.
Fook.
Yeah, so anyway. But, yeah, we'll get into that. We'll get into, obviously, game six tonight. Could it be AJ's pick to come to fruition of saying Bucks in six? It could be a thing tonight. We'll preview that. We'll preview the new Yankee series coming up.
The hack job. Adam Schefter, the fucking clown. Well,
you're
show.
not even letting me get to it.
Bro. I've been. You skipped it.
I skipped it on purpose.
I know. I'm like, this motherfucker's not letting this one go.
I will dive into
Adam Schefter reports on something that took place in April.
Well, we'll dive
literally into April. I showed you two articles this morning. One's from April 29th. One's from May 7th. Piece of shit. I hope Adam Schefter blocks me soon.
Yeah. Well, he did delete a comment.
He did delete my comment.
So that means he saw it, and he probably was like, this kid probably had a bad day.
I started venturing into the Twitter world, and now I just added him just now on Twitter.
So oh, yeah. So now you're definitely getting blocked.
Complete fucking hack.
It feels good to get blocked sometimes when you feel like if you really dug into that person. And I'm not saying I do that anymore, but sometimes you have to.
I'm not trying to be an online bully by any stretch. I don't like... I mean, I've experienced it almost in a sense with the podcasting where I've had a couple trolls in the early stages of things, and it's not a great
remember
experience.
Remember those guys? I also wasn't
reporting on bullshit fake news just to get clicks, which is clearly what's happening here, and we'll get into that.
Yeah, we'll get into that in a second. And, of course, right before we started recording, some breaking news down in the NFL, Cam Akers tears his Achilles. He's out for the year. So that messes with a lot of people's fantasy stock. You know, we got the alert basically in a fantasy group chat over at with Scott's League saying that I guess I'm changing my keeper. And I'm just like, oh, who's he talking about? At first, I was like, he's going to show us the Rodgers tweet or something like that. I was like, in case Rodgers was kept, which I'm sure he wasn't. But
well, he was kept and traded and then kept. But I can't keep up with the rules in that league.
You know, and I know Scott listens on the regular. I've never been more disappointed. And this is not a knock on Scott. At all. I like Scott. Good dude. I even told this to Katie. I said, normal Scott is a great dude. Fantasy football Scott, I want to punch right dead in the mouth. But it's like, and it's not even his fault. It's just that we're in this league as an expansion team. So we don't know all the rules. And like every time you ask, you get another rule thrown at you. Like, oh, but according to the rule book, it's this. And we're like, I don't know the rules.
All these things considered, I like our chances going in because I am a fantasy football warlord. So it will be nothing happier. Nothing will make me happier than to go in as an expansion team and take out Scott and the rest of the league.
That would be a beautiful thing. And we're going into the league with Justin Herbert, J.K. Dobbins, and CeeDee Lamb as our three keepers that we are allowed to pick from expansion draft. Speaking of an expansion draft, tomorrow the Seattle Kraken get a crack at all the NHL expansion draft. I know you're a big Tampa Bay Lightning guy, but there is a new franchise coming in Seattle next year where expansion draft, same thing. You can protect certain players on your roster, and then you can't protect certain players. So they're going to get a couple decent players to start. The Vegas Golden
Dave,
Knights.
I know what an expansion draft is.
All right. I'm just clarifying it for the people. Goddamn listeners, bro.
All right. You were looking directly at me. But
I was just talking
who else,
to
who
you.
Else are you.
Who
supposed
else am I
going to
talk
at?
To? Hey, you know, I don't know if you know about this as I look at AJ's face.
I got slightly offended by the fact that Dave didn't expect me to know what an expansion draft is, even though he knows I know.
Right. So I was just talking. We're having a conversation.
Bro, I got my hoodie on. I'm Hoodie Gooch right now.
He is Hoodie Gooch. He's in that mood.
Hoodie Gooch is in a mood right now, and so was I going in. But anyway, Cam Akers, torn ACL, Achilles, sorry, which is basically worse, to be honest with you. And so now the Rams, who were both of our picks, even though I switched about 14 times to the Rams in our predictions, that's a big factor. So now who are we looking at? Henderson or a running back on the market?
Darrell Henderson.
Yeah, Darrell Henderson.
He was pretty productive last year in some of his starts. He's inconsistent, but he could
be
pretty
decent.
He has to
be consistent now, or they look elsewhere. I mean, I don't know if they draft it. I don't really know the Rams roster.
The Rams committee pretty much all last year until about week eight.
Well, now there's no committee.
I do know a free agent that they could possibly sign.
Who's that?
Todd Gurley.
Oh, stop. God.
A little return tour?
Oh, no, dude,
sign him for barely nothing. Sign him for next to nothing. What can
you know
they
what,
lose?
Though? Now that
honestly,
I think about it,
I could understand
that's not
that.
Terrible.
What can they lose?
Nothing. They lose Cam Akers. That's about the way. That's what they lost. So
AJ, that's not a bad. That's not a bad prediction.
Was that was that a nasty breakup? I forget. I don't remember. I don't. No, I don't think so.
At the same time, it's business, and right now Todd Gurley's not in any position to. If it was a nasty breakup, the person that leaves that breakup offended is the player, and Todd Gurley ain't playing for anybody right now, and he's not getting a contract. He's not getting any paychecks. So
that's true.
I can guarantee you that he'll forgive them if they offer him $1 million.
I was just gonna say legal minimum almost, but probably a mil. So we'll remains to be seen what happens there. But before we get into anything, because we will touch on Adam Schefter and all that good shit, we're gonna turn it on over to AJ Bascom for the sports update minute. AJ, take it away.
All right, so I'm here with the sports update brought to you by Curtis Sells Houses. He's a friend of the program and he is great at all things realty. Make sure to hit him up. So first, let's dive in. I'm saying this in order, don't come at me. The Mets went against the Reds and they started off terribly with four errors, but they were able to come back in a 15-11 high scoring victory. The Twins faced off against the White Sox in a doubleheader, and I'm gonna say in order this time. The Twins beat the White Sox in the first game 3-2, highlighted by a Nelson Cruz homer. And then in the second game of the doubleheader, the White Sox were able to beat them 5-3 as Andrew Bummer was able to get the win. Next, we have a absolutely dominating performance by
I was gonna say absolute shutout coming our way.
No, there is an absolute shutout coming though. The Washington Nationals were able to crush the Marlins 18-1. Had 18 hits, and John Lester only gave up one run. Pretty impressive. The Boston Red Sox were able to go against the Blue Jays and put up pretty impressive hitting numbers. Hunter Renfroe hit a grand slam, and the Red Sox launched six home runs for a 13-4 victory. Okay, you want to know what Scoop said to me yesterday? He said, "Hey, man, I think the Tampa Bay -1.5 is a lock today against the Baltimore Orioles." Well, that's not true, Scoop, because the Baltimore Orioles won 6-1. Rookie Watkins pitched a gem against the Tampa Bay Rays. Now, this is what I call an absolute shutout. The Tigers, for the third day in a row, the Rangers were shut out as they lost 14-0 and only had four hits.
Rangers
stink,
huh?
So the Rangers got shut out twice yesterday because didn't they play a doubleheader?
No, they didn't play yesterday they lost one game. 2 days before, they played a doubleheader and got shut out in both games. So now they have three shutouts in a row for
them. Yo, shout out to Alan Austin, by the way. Big Detroit Tigers guy. Must be on high, like, it's pretty high street right now.
So three shutouts in a row is now what we define as an absolute shutout. So on the third day that you've been shut out, that's the absolute.
I was saying absolute because four hits, and once you're shut out two times.
How is this segment not sponsored by Absolute Eyewear?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Like, what are we doing here?
Can they call me or something? I need some glasses for the summer. All
right. Wait, are you serious? Because if you don't go to Absolute Eyewear, I'll personally kill you.
Okay, well, you know what? I'll
get $100
sure
off if you just say Jimmy Palumbo.
Jimmy Palumbo. Okay.
There you
all
go.
Right, I'll make sure to contact them. But let's continue with the Cardinals routing the Cubs 8-3. Dylan Carlson hit a home run and drove in four runs as they were able to beat the Cubs 8-3. The Astros edged the Indians out in a close one, 4-3. Pretty even matchup. Indians had eight hits. Astros had nine. Zach Greinke gets the W. The Angels faced off against the Athletics in a late one, and Shohei Ohtani was not able to get the W despite throwing for eight Ks. Ramon Laureano had a three-run home run against Steve Chisick that was able to lift them over the Angels. Now, the Diamondbacks, although they have been bad, are actually picking up some momentum as they were able to beat the Pirates last night 4-2 despite giving up some runs late in that game. And then let's end the slate today with the San Francisco Giants proving that they are LA's team to beat. Well, I guess California's team to beat, as they defeated the Dodgers 7-2. Tony Gonsolin, you friggin' stink.
And that's that. All right. Thank you, AJ. You know, it's really kind of creepy. I almost feel like we're bugged. I did put on Chop Sports that Cam Akers was toast for the year, torn Achilles. Here are the comments, three in a row. My buddy Mark Jameson, I think I just figured out where Adrian Peterson is going. So that's a thing, right? Next thing, Scoop. Yeah, man, got him in my keeper league, so I may quit. So he's screwed. Jay Devlin, Todd Gurley would be a perfect fit there. And I'm just like, I got chills. Like, we're getting bugged here. We got Devlin's listening to the podcast as we record live. So thank you again, AJ, for that sports update.
AJ Peterson will rush for like a grand easy.
He will, honestly. That's
I didn't even know. I, for whatever reason, thought he was still with Detroit.
Or the AP. Redskins or something.
He's just a hired gun at this point. He's going to come in and put his head into somebody's fucking chest.
Right. He's like
one. Adrian Peterson will be getting 20 carries.
He's still a beast. He can still.
It's a guarantee.
He's an absolute monster. Service Team of Professionals, a.k.a. Stop Restoration of Edison, is a locally owned and operated business that provides professional disaster cleaning and restoration services, including a 24-hour emergency service to homeowners, property managers, real estate investors, and insurance companies alike. Stop Restoration helps people overcome the stress and anxiety of unforeseen circumstances caused by fire, smoke, water, mold, and other unexpected damages. As part of a nationally recognized restoration franchise, Stop Restoration of Edison is backed by the best technical advisors and business consultants in the country. Visit them right now online at www.stop-edison.com. Staying in the NFL, we'll touch on the first thing that we read as soon as I got here today.
He does beat his kids, though.
Which sticks.
What a piece of shit. But anyway, when I got here, I was greeted by a bagel from Gooch. He bought me a nice bagel for breakfast. We were in a good mood. And then I looked at my phone and I saw Adam Schefter, your favorite personality, your favorite pundit, your favorite.
How long before he's working at a circus?
How long before he's an intern at Job Sports?
No, like, I would never hire him.
You would never hire him?
No, fuck him.
Okay. Well, officially, that's on the record now that we're never hire Adam Schefter. He puts out a tweet today saying that Aaron Rodgers decided to nix to be the highest paid quarterback in the NFL for the next 2 years. It would have locked him in for five with the extendo and the rest of his contract. Why is he reporting this today? We're all very, very aware that this was the story in what, April, May? What are we doing here?
They're doing it for clicks, Dave.
At this point, it has to be.
That's all it is.
We are a week away from training camp.
I'm not here to quote a New York Post article by any stretch right, because they're fucking hacks too. But that news is from end of April, early May. In some cases, even that was almost reported earlier than that.
So you have no merit or thinking thought process that this could be a second offer.
No.
Okay. But so this is being brought back to the world.
This is another
today.
This is another timing thing out of ESPN and Schefter he used to be legit. I used to obviously everybody that
he was the guy
football liked Schefter at
right.
One point
he
or
was
another.
The guy.
But what happens when you work for ESPN long enough? You become a fucking yes man, and he does things the way they do things now, and he's now a hack. That's just it.
What's that Batman quote? The one that's like it. You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly. You either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
Boom, there it is.
Or you're just a fucking hack.
Or that.
That was also a Batman quote.
Can you imagine Batman just hanging up with Joker like, you're a hack.
I see
you're
what you got written down here. And it's
all right, so there are quotes. All right. Dan Orlovsky today on Get Up on ESPN. And I don't watch this shit. I only see it on my Twitter feed sometimes. Saying that they better pony up because Aaron Rodgers is seriously considering sitting out this year.
Two things. They did pony up.
Clearly.
They tried to pony up once.
I'm just saying, according to Schefter, twice.
And that's a standing offer. It's not like they reneged on the offer after he declined it. It's like, no, what can we do then? Throw you at nothing. I want that money's good. He gets the extension.
Cash is green.
He's proven a point at this point. And the second point that I'm going to make is Dan Orlovsky and Aaron Rodgers friends?
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think that when you look at Orlovsky, he looks like a fucking twerp.
First of all, he is the same guy that ran out of the back of the end zone.
How about this? Are you serious, Dan? Are you fucking serious? Did Rodgers call you? At what point did we hear anything out of Rodgers' mouth? He just did the whole fucking golf thing. All I got from that was that he's coming back. All the signs are pointing to him coming back. He fucking got his house clean. I talked about that. He renewed his country club membership. I talked about that. Rodgers is going to be back with that extendo that he turned down. Jeff Saturday, we want to move on to him.
Yeah, Jeff Saturday said you can't force his hand, but he also says and brings up the fact that the Packers now, with this story that's now re-breaking,
is saving face
with their fan base because they're saying, now, here's the money. If you don't want it, we got Jordan Love. We're good. We're not good, but they're set.
I didn't watch, but I met Jeff Saturday, and I got his autograph, and now I'm going to rip it into shreds because all he's doing is just feeding into the bullshit narrative that this is new story. It's not. The Packers did try and save face, and they have botched this from day one. I'll admit that. They need an owner, not a fucking community that runs things.
That you're part owner of.
Yeah. I'll gladly give my stock up to fucking Donald Trump or whatever fucking guy that's going to come in and fucking
crack
the
whip.
Iron hand that decides things and says, no, we're not fucking this one up. You got Mark Murphy, who looks like a Mark Davis on crack, right?
That's hard to be the ugliest man in the world. Mark Davis had that nailed down, but I guess there's competition now.
So, Jeff, You can't force the hand. This is the Packers saving face. They did this shit in fucking May. So, yes, they tried to save face, and they have botched it. But now you're just feeding into it. What somebody needs to do on one of these networks is step up and say, wait, wait, this isn't news. But if they do that, they'll probably lose their job like Rachel Nichols did. So they're not going to talk shit about ESPN on ESPN. But correct. This is what needs to happen. And honestly, I guarantee you that someone with a bigger reach than us will be on TV or on YouTube later saying this.
Yes.
Right? And agreed. You know who it's going to be,
yes,
right?
Yes, 100%.
It's
going to
be Hammer Don. And he will fucking come out and he'll dissect all this. He's going to pull up the old stories.
And he's going to bring on AJ Hawk.
He's going to say, we got AJ Hawk. And then AJ Hawk is going to be like, I got nothing for you. And he'll be like, AJ Hawk, you're fucking worthless, et cetera, et cetera. But the point that I'm making is this is a non-story. Why don't we just wait and see what happens?
Because right. There's no such thing as wait and see in
Let's
news.
Let's just wait and see what
happens.
In
sporting news, you can't do that. You can't. Yeah, listen, I went through listen, what you're going through right now, I've been through twice. Three times. You know how I went through three times with as being a Cowboys fan? First time, Ezekiel Elliott suspension stuff, 2017. Willie won't he. There's another judge. There's upheld this, upheld that. We're going to suspend this guy. I don't know about this. He's going to get to play today. Will he get to play tomorrow? That's the kind of shit I had to deal with, right? Then I went through it again with the Zeke extension. Will he play? Wow. He's in Cabo.
Dave was such a fucking advocate for the Zeke extension.
No. This is exactly where I turned my back on mainstream sports media when they kept saying source. Nobody can name anybody, and that's garbage. And I understand you need, according to journalism, and I went to school for this shit.
Aaron is serious.
You need two sources in order to report something. That is broadcasting journalism 101, okay? When I broke a story last year, or 2 years, whatever the hell, last year, about the Washington football team, what I found out about from a lawyer, and then her friend, so two people right there, I was like, fuck it, I'm going live with this. I went nuts. They went nuts on me. McAfee read my damn tweet on the air, okay? So you need sources. You need people, right? And you have to find and hold these people accountable. What they did today by releasing a new story, quote story, like you showed me the headline and I thought you were showing me the headline from today because it's that damn same.
It's the exact same
headline. Here's the worst part. There's no new quotes. It's all the same quotes. It's talking about when he said something to culture, and then
it's a bunch of talking heads' opinions on the matter.
It's like as amazing.
If they have a fucking inside tap to Aaron Rodgers' brain, and they're like, "Oh, Aaron's serious." Yeah, clearly he's fucking serious. He hasn't committed yet, so clearly he's serious about being.
That's showing the seriousness. You don't have to nail that down.
He understands that the position that he's in now is that the organization is going to look like shit regardless now, and they could say we offer them the extension all they want, meaning. He doesn't care how he looks until fucking July 26th when they have the shareholders meeting.
Correct.
Right? Mark Murphy should feel the fucking heat from the fans, and we'll see what side the fans are really on. This isn't Twitter. This isn't Facebook. This is real. So when these people are in the meeting and there's 10, I don't know how many people are in there, but I would imagine thousands of people in there and they're clamoring for answers as to where their fucking quarterback is and why is there so much uncertainty going in when you have the MVP, a first ballot Hall of Famer on your roster. How is he upset? Is it because you cut Jay Kumerow a day after he gave him praise when there's six other receivers on the roster that didn't belong? Is it because, I don't know, you drafted Jordan Love?
You know what? It's funny because Saturday brought this up too and I didn't write it down, but Saturday said, yes, you're saving face with the fans, but now you're also saving face with the teammates that might be thinking that Aaron Rodgers is being treated wrong.
Oh, no.
So like a guy like Davante Adams, who's also on a contract year, when they're saying like, hey, man, we tried our best to get your quarterback back, that's turning him against Aaron Rodgers. That's not fair.
The sources reported that the Packers offered Davante Adams the richest receiving contract in history. And the next day, Davante Adams retweeted that and quoted it and said cap. Meaning, Dave, what does that mean?
No cap, meaning not true.
He said cap.
Cap, meaning true.
Meaning, no, cap no. means.
Shit, come on, give me something.
Not true.
Not true, like no cap.
Capping,
got it.
You're lying, right?
Okay.
So basically, the Packers front office sucks right now, and I'm a Packer fan. No matter who leaves or stays, I'm going to be a Packer fan. That's how things go with me. But call a spade, the Packers front office sucks right now. Mark Murphy's got to go, even though he's the president who fires him himself. Do they have a vote?
It's that same situation in Dallas, bro. Jerry Jones ain't going to fire himself, and now he's going to get
I wish we had something. Jerry Jones, there would be no issues right now with Jerry Jones. It would be Aaron Rodgers would be locked down.
Yeah? Think so?
That is true, bro.
You don't. He's the MVP, bro. It's not. We're not talking about a guy that might be and that you're trying to project what he's going to be. This is the guy that consistently produces. He's got the best. He's the most efficient quarterback in the history of the NFL. Say what you want. That's not an opinion. That's a fucking fact, right? Even against Tom Brady in the NFC Championship, Rodgers had 340 yards, three touchdowns to Brady's three picks. It's not like he got outplayed by anybody. They didn't fucking go for it on fourth down to tie the game, and they kick a field goal and don't get the ball back. That's not on Aaron Rodgers. It's just simply not. It's... I'm so frustrated right now.
I was just going to say, Hoodie Gucci turned the corner.
And I'm not frustrated because I think the season's going to go awry. I think Rodgers will be there. I'm frustrated with the fact that I even have to fucking talk about this right now.
Well, unfortunately, that's what everybody's talking about.
Although
it
probably makes for a good episode.
Oh, yeah, no, it makes for a great episode. It makes for, listen, this is what's happening right now. The only thing else that's happening football-wise related right now, we just got the news about Cam Akers. The Cowboys got on their bus today. They're going to Oxnard, so they're starting training camp tomorrow. So, like, there's things that are going to start developing, but now the Packers, yes, it is time. It is time for Aaron Rodgers to make a decision. And I think the decision's already been made. It's just that he doesn't have to be Mr. Public in the face of every news media.
Wow. He hasn't been once all year.
Right. So that, I'm not saying it's going to start now. Why would it start now? Here's my prediction. You want my bold prediction? Here's my prediction. The Packers open up camp next Tuesday, and Aaron Rodgers walks through the front door, and everybody's like, oh, he's back. And that's it. All the shit you guys have been talking for the last 6 months is debunked.
I almost have a feeling that he like shows up a day or two late.
Mm-hmm. That's his style.
Just why?
Doesn't that paint a bad picture to you about your quarterback? Wouldn't that piss you off?
Don't care.
Do you not care though? I mean, look.
No, I don't.
All right. So wait. So
I don't. I think
I'm gonna
that
be brutally honest with you.
I can't be Aaron Rodgers. I don't know what's going on with them. But what I know is, I think he's gonna wait until after the shareholders meeting. What day do the Packers open camp?
I'm assuming next Wednesday. So a week from today, which would be the 27th.
Well. The shareholders meeting's the 26th, so he'll show up then.
Right.
So you're gonna have. I thought it was a day later.
Maybe
so
it could be. I don't know. I don't know exactly, but I know everybody else except for the Cowboys and Steelers start next week, and I'm assuming since the Cowboys start on Wednesday, it has to be based off the NFLPA. It'll be a week.
And you know what's gonna happen when Rodgers does show up to camp? Adam Schefter's gonna tweet about it, like as if nothing he said all season was fucking terrible.
See, I think that. Again,
and then he'll get the clicks again.
I used to be. Mr. You know, squeaky clean, you know, make sure you don't say the wrong things because you never know who's going to hire you one day. But now I guess this is kind of looking around. This is who's going to hire me one day. This is my own business. So I can say whatever the hell I want. But Adam Schefter should absolutely, and along with the rest of these other guys, but these other guys are, and I firmly believe this, they're handed a script. They're saying, this is what we're going to talk about. Let's really rile it up. Arlovsky, I'm going to need you to turn it up today. I'm going to need you to really bring the noise and get everybody talking. Jeff Saturday seems like he's there, but he's just not, he doesn't have that charisma or that personality. Right. If I'm a Packer fan, I'm listening to these guys. I'm like, you're all idiots. Adam Schefter needs to be held accountable for all the crap that he's ever done. And that goes for anybody who's ever reported anything. If something's wrong and you're wrong, you have to say, I'm wrong.
Sounded like Spader. The guy that broke the baseball fucking news about...
Oh, yeah, remember that? Nobody ever talked about him again. Literally, because he's probably not allowed in any clubhouses anytime soon. But there was a guy that tried to ruin baseball all over again.
He made Hillary's list.
So, I mean, look, it's interesting. Yes, I'm not going to say is it a story. It's a topic, and it's a headline. It's a concern for the Packers fans to get this guy in camp, get him happy, get him, you know, throwing the rock around, and the Packers automatically by default win the NFC North, and that's that. You know what I mean? Like, there's no competition when Rodgers is your quarterback. There's none. Cousins ain't going to give you a run for your money. Neither is Goff, and neither is
Rocket.
I loved him last year because
the Red Rocket is really the Red Rifle. I think a Red Rocket is like a dog boner.
Oh, we actually said that on the Jersey Boys podcast. We called him the Red Rocket on bad games and the Red Rifle on good games, knowing exactly what the Red Rocket was. But again, you got
a little lipstick,
Justin Fields action possibly. I don't think anybody gives the Packers a run with this division if Aaron Rodgers is the quarterback. So it'll be a non-story. Soon enough, give it a week. And I know, look, I'm not going to put this on the rundown anymore. You know what I'm saying? We can't subside to what the ESPNs and all these other Fox Sports starts to put out there, because we don't want to become those guys and keep talking about the same shit over and over and over again. But you talk about it because now they're trying to make headlines. You go on ESPN.com right now, which is where I get my scores, not my news, just scores. The first headline is the Rodgers thing. And that's garbage. That's such bullshit because they have nothing else to say right now. You know what? It goes back to the old age-old saying when I grew up. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. ESPN, shut your damn hack mouths. It's over. Whew. All right. We can look ahead to a potential NBA champion tonight, starting with Game 6 of the NBA Finals. It is the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Phoenix Suns. Now, we had the predictions. Gooch said Suns in 7. I think I rode with you, if I'm not mistaken. I don't know. Maybe I said Suns in 7 as well. AJ Bascone over here saying, who's, by the way, you're up 7.5 units, right? Or something like that. We're making him earn his keep as the resident better here, a gambler. But he's having himself a decent week.
And when we say units, he's talking about in tens. His units are not.
His units are not Kyle Kerm's units. They're
two zeros.
But you know what?
He's fine. I like the honesty about it. He's an unpaid intern here. What the fuck?
Oh, by the way, I told my dad, obviously, about you a little bit. And I said, yeah, sometimes he's got to cut out because he's got to go work at Jersey Mike's. And he goes, why isn't Jersey Mike's a sponsor yet? I'm like, good effing question,
they're
Dad.
They're a franchise. They don't do the type of advertising.
I heard today on WFAN, they're sponsored by Jersey Mike's Traffic Report. So, yes, they do that shit. So, I asked your manager.
It's not. I get what he's saying. Like Jersey Mike's corporate office is dealing with that.
These are franchises,
WFAN.
Right?
He's. It's like going to the Dunkin' Donuts on the corner and being like, "Dunkin' Donuts, will you sponsor us?" They're like, "Well, no."
Well, considering I'm the Matawan Dunkin' Donuts, no. If you want to go talk to corporate, go talk to corporate. Anyway, so tonight, Game 6. Obviously, Giannis has been playing out of his mind. The Suns are obviously getting beat up
the last three nights.
Whoever
wins tonight wins the series.
Is that what you're going
That's
with?
That's what I think.
I believe that as well.
First of all, if the Bucks win, yes, they win the series. But you're saying if the Suns win tonight, they're 1,000% winning Game 7.
Well, no, not 1,000% because there's a lot of variables, and the Bucks are really, really fucking good. They're a resilient team. Even when they're down, they were down the whole entire game in Game 4, and they fucking pulled it out at the end, and it was just too much. They come together. They play together well. I honestly don't think many people on the Suns really like Chris Paul now that I'm watching these games.
Wow, you think he's just not a lock?
He's getting trashed on, dude.
Not a lock? Well, not getting trashed on
by
the players.
I don't think Booker fucks with him.
Yeah. Dude, first of all, Chris Paul is a massive reason why they're even in this spot.
Of course.
So how can they even give him any shit?
He's been a huge liability in the last three games. You would agree? Huge liability.
Liability, we're talking. A guy could have won MVP of the playoffs or whatever if there was an award, but now he's a liability?
You look at the way he played in games 1 and 2, and he carried them. And I think game 1, he had 30-something points.
Yeah, game 1, he had 30 points. And game 2,
Chris
I think he
Paul
had 25 plus.
Is struggling a little bit. He's
old.
AJ, you talked about it. His injuries are catching up to him.
It's really catching
up.
It happens, man.
It happens. I like Chris Paul, but I don't think his teammates like him.
That's so weird that you say that, man. I don't know.
Maybe they do. I'm completely speculating on that, and I hate when I do that because as soon as I say it, I'm like, fuck, I wish I had that one back, and Dave doesn't edit the podcast like I do. So
I believe in authenticity. I don't believe in, like, oh, let's make it all, like, hunky-dory.
You also don't have to fucking listen to Tommy's heavy breathing over the air when I listen back.
Tell him to do a lap. Like, go. Oh, my God.
And then Scoop being like,
Oh, he was. I love your podcast. Your open was good. I believe a 7-minute open when you were talking about pods and stuff. That was awesome. But then I'm like, wow, Scoop is really not there. Like, he's just not mentally there. Bro, Scoop, I love you, man.
He did send me a text. He sent me a text today and he said, good job on the edit. I'll be better next week. So he knew.
He knows.
He knows because he knows that there was a ton of things that he said that were just not in the episode anymore. And that's fine. I understand. Look, everybody has a fucking life. We record on Sundays. Everyone does their family thing. It is what it is. It's a
just
hard
get here at
record.
7 o'clock on a Monday morning and take care of things. You know what I'm saying? Record then. Have everybody come before work. You're up.
I'm down.
Right.
I prefer that. There's nothing more that I hate in the world than having to shut down my Sunday evening. Of
me too, bro. It was my dad's birthday the other day.
They're always like, yo, you're so mad when we're recording the MMA show. I'm like, yeah, because the timing sucks. I'm like winding down my last like 8 hours of my weekend, which I worked all weekend anyway.
Truth.
And now I have to go fucking record an MMA show. And it's what I signed up for.
Why don't we actually, you know what? Why don't we consider that? Why don't we consider it, like, talk to these guys and be like, look, our day operation on Monday is going to start at 7:30 in the morning. We're going to do MMA at 7:30, Chop Sports at 9. You know, we'll roll through it because why? It sucks for me too, because I got to do Jersey Boys and we're the Monday show
during the week early.
Do they though?
6 a.m. Yeah, he's
that early.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll listen. It's just a suggestion. But
my suggestion is treat it like it's fucking Monday and go to work on Sunday at the studio, and we'll do it at 7 a.m.
There you go. And then you have the rest of your day in front of you.
7 a.m. is a stretch. Nah, I'm nobody's
it could be 10. 7 a.m. It could be 10 a.m. Yeah, you know what I mean?
At 10 a.m. and then we could go.
Because then you're even more fresh off a fight night, you know, because literally it's in your mind. You just watched it 8 hours ago.
I have no idea how this is going to shake out during football season. Because truth. I'm not going to be able to sit here at 5 o'clock and shut down.
There's going
to
be football.
We're going to be doing the football situation with the live stream.
I told you what to do before. Well, not this Monday thing, but like, what about the possibility of recording literally watch the pay-per-view here and record it literally immediately after
because
on a Saturday night?
Because that would put me in the studio
until 2 o'clock in the morning,
7 days a week. And I have a relationship that I have to manage.
You said yesterday you would move in.
I would move in. I don't know if Ashley would be down. This is like when this is me saying I would move in here before I gave up here. Like I would give up my where I live before I gave up what I'm working on. I would be that story of sleeping in the gym, etc. Only it's not the gym. I'm recording a podcast.
But
you get the point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I just have a lot of I want to enjoy my life too. Not that I don't enjoy this, but when it becomes 7 days a week and then you're here at midnight to watch the fight, and it's just like
I'm just throwing stuff at the wall, seeing what sticks. Because look, football season is going to be here before we know it.
Back real fucking fast.
I stepped in that shit, literally. But I'm just, you know, there's a lot of scheduled things to think about when football season starts. I was talking to my boy the other day. He's like, I was like, yeah, you know, we got this big thing planned with Kyle, and we're going to really ramp up the NFL season with football Sundays here at the studio. And he's like, You're going to go there instead of where you usually. I'm like, well, you know, I might be gone for 3 hours watching the Cowboy game with my dad, and then I'll come
to. Dave is either going to have to A, realize that he is going to have to give up watching football with his father on
Sundays.
You're
out of your mind.
Or he's just not going to come here many times on Sunday because Dallas is going to go like 7-10.
Well, no, here's my theory.
He's going to be so mad that he's not going to make the 40-minute drive. No, that's not
necessarily true. This studio
is... Where does your father... He doesn't live too far from here, right?
15 minutes.
Oh, and that's
different. Yeah, so it's a different ballgame. Like, I'll watch the game either if it's a 1 o'clock, I'll be here by 4 for the rest of the night, or Dallas plays at 4, I'll be here at 12 for the 1 o'clock games, or if Dallas plays a Sunday night, I'm here all day. Don't worry about it, bro. I got it all figured out in my head. I'll even bring my brother in here.
40-minute drive that you would normally have to take, or a 30-minute drive that you would normally have to take at 4:30 coming off of a Dallas overtime loss to the Giants.
you don't understand. Those drives home.
You had it right the first time.
Yeah, I did. It just didn't sound right. Those rides home from my dad's to my house after a Cowboy game. Would there be a win? If it's a win, I'm literally like blasting Wiz Khalifa, we them boys on the way home, and just going on my phone, just going crazy, right? If it's a loss, you know what I do? Silence. I don't say a damn word. I drive and I say, how can they do what they just did to me?
And then if the Cowboys lose and then Dave comes here and he's got another Cowboy fan that seemingly doesn't give a shit that the Cowboys lost and all these
things. See, I won't let him in here. I won't let him in here.
It's Kyle.
Kyle's a Cowboys fan but doesn't care about the Cowboys?
He cares about the Cowboys, but he'll like bet against them because he's just more of a gambler than he is a fan.
Jesus Christ. I'm going to have to watch it from like Studio B over here. Like, we're going to really have to. I'll be in remote in that little closet that we have. Like, Dave's hiding in the closet because he can't take the Fairweather fans.
It'll be a picture of Dave from the Blair Witch Project. It'll be like a fucking shitty fucking home video of him in the dark closet.
With the boogers. I'm so scared right now. The Cowboys are losing. And even at the first week, bro, the Cowboys got a Thursday night game. I could be here all day, you know? There you go.
I wonder if that fucking that sting from that first week L is going to wear off
those,
by Sunday.
Those, first of all, we're beating the Bucks. Second of all,
I hope so. I told you.
100% beating the Bucks. One, like, I will.
Oh, stop.
I don't bet on it.
100%. That's crazy talk. What's the point spread?
There's no crazy talk here. Cowboys are going to win that game.
What do you think the point spread is going to be on that?
5. Really? -5 for the Bucks.
I'll give you that.
I'll give it.
I got to look at it a little
you
bit.
You get 3
more.
For being home. Give them an extra 2. Yeah, that's a 5-point spread right it there. Might be, it might open at like 7, close at 5.
No, it's not going to open at 7.
All right, then it will open at 6.
Points, but
right. But that Bucks defense is goddamn really nasty. Good. But we'll see.
We'll say 5 is probably all right.
We'll get into that when it gets there.
That could be a segment where, I don't know.
This is why I need a Dallas Cowboy podcast where I could just let off. I can't do it on the Jersey Boys because we're on a syndicated network, and we have to like keep it clean. But man, when I was doing my own thing,
A network over here that
we do. We do. If the commission check is the same, if the commission check is the same next month, then I might bounce. We'll see. Just kidding, RJ. He definitely doesn't listen. He barely listens to Jersey Boys, so it's okay. So anyway, I was going to get into the Yankees. I mean, really, there's not too much to talk about. Domingo Herman's on the mound against Aaron Nola tonight.
Aaron Nola looked like fucking Cy Young in his last start against the Yankees.
So, yeah, so I mean, Philly is on the road, and they're road favorites tonight. So they're road favorites tonight at -130. The over-under is 9, so obviously these guys are going to give up some runs. And, well, we'll see. I mean, the Yankees... Obviously, they're going to find out what they got in their lineup. Lineup will come out later. But, you know, I don't know the Aaron Judge count as far as how many days he's missed or whatever. I don't know. Because it's just, again, to me, I think it's just hot garbage anyway. What do you think? 4? You said 4? So he's got to miss another 6 days of baseball because of this shit? Unbelievable.
Honestly, if the Yankees could string together a little stretch without their guys and then get a guy like Judge.
Let's just piece it up.
It's an extended break in the middle of a season. You always talk about Judge staying healthy.
Technically, he's healthy. He's sitting around.
Yeah, but nobody's healthy.
No, what I'm saying, like, there's no significant injury right now. He's just sitting because of the COVID.
It's actually, it could be of a benefit to the Yankees in the long run.
Definitely.
Because we get a rejuvenated Aaron Judge back, even though he was swinging the bat all right before he left. You know, I'm just trying to find a silver lining.
Yeah, no, of course. And like I said, we go into this series with the games being played last night, because obviously now there's like, you know, extra games being played. We are coming in 7.5 back of the Boston Red Sox coming into this series. And then if we look over at Philadelphia, they are 2.5 back. So the Mets fans for Yankees, that's going to happen tonight.
What's going on with DeGrom, speaking of Mets fans?
He's on the IL.
Isn't there? There's another
thing. He's on the IL.
No structural damage. AJ, could you touch on this? Because I have no idea what's going on with Metsville.
Basically, I just think that he's going to sit out a start and probably return.
Officially on the IL. He's not like, it's not just, hey, let's sit out a start. He got placed.
He got placed?
Yes, he got placed. How are you a Mets fan and don't know that?
When was his last start, though?
It was
2 days before All-Star break.
What happened?
So it's retroactive. He'll probably just have to miss one. We'll see.
And then, obviously, looking at the wild card, which I think is more in the wheelhouse for the Yankees, they come into tonight in the Philly series down 4 games at the second wild card. So, 4 games. So there's teams in front of them: Seattle, Oakland, Toronto. Toronto gets their fans back. Well, that's pretty cool. At the end of July, they're finally getting back to Canada. You know, it's funny. I was talking to John today, Segretti of the Kingdom Performance Center, which is opening in a month, which that'll be my new gym. Ashmir Fitt's going to get a nice membership. You'll get a membership, all just to promote the crap out of it. And I think that's going to be worked out nicely. It's 8 minutes from here. He just needs to put some showers in because I don't know if there's going to be showers.
It's only 8 minutes. I thought it was a little further south.
Morganville. It's eight minutes for us, bro. Word.
When we were at Big Frog, that's where I thought it was further south from Big Frog.
No, that's for, that was Freehold. I mean, that's farther south.
That's good. I need a gym. I'm getting.
Yeah, and this place is under construction right now, and it's looking really nice.
You know, it's bad when Ashley's at the food store and then she sends me just a picture of a bunch of sausages. I was like, oh, that's me and my buddies.
You sweaty sausage. Oh, my God. So, anyway, with that, like I said, let's go, Yanks. Get back at it tonight. Get that win against the Phillies. If you're listening to the network today, Jimmy Palumbo gets involved with Madison Palumbo. His guest is his niece. She's a D1 chop athlete. I almost said D1 athlete. I said it's D1 chop athlete. She is our first female athlete. So, go check out that interview. Very well done. Chop Heads MMA just dropped. As I said, I was about 13 minutes in before I pulled up here. Decent show so far. Go check them out. They talk all about everything, all the happenings of MMA. A little slow week last week with MMA, but you guys made it happen. So that kudos to you guys. Joe Matarese, yes, no, maybe.
I haven't gotten any word from him yet on his podcast.
That's such a pain in the ass that we have to like wait and just like, oh, is he gonna? Is he not gonna? I didn't see any posts today. Like,
you know what's a pain in the ass?
Joe Matarese
having to post it in general at all ever.
Yeah, this
that's
is very
always
true.
A pain in the ass to me. I'll say what's more of a pain in the ass is that when I do get it on time, how urgent it is on his end for me to get it posted, and then when it's not my fault and it's his fault, it's completely okay for it to take forever.
Of course,
which I understand. That's the talent.
Hey, are we going on Friday? What's the deal? What's the story?
I don't know. He got his. I don't want to. He was supposed to have his show Wednesday and Friday, and now they might. Neither of them might take place.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll just. If we do, it'll be fun. Fun night.
So I can't really promote
it. Yeah, don't promote it until it's official. That's fine. Because stand-up comedians is comedy shows are a weird thing. Like, if they're booked, great, but if they don't sell or they have an issue with the building, it's like, it's so quick to be like, eh, we'll just do it another time. You know what I mean? It's not this big Madison Square Garden. It's the Bound Brook Theater or whatever the hell it is. So it's a different ballgame. What to look ahead to today, like I said, those podcasts are dropped. Tomorrow will be, I think the Jets are in studio. I got to talk to those guys and see what time they're coming in. The goddamn Jets will be recording together. The Till Mets Do Us Part will be recording together. We'll get all that stuff. Go listen. Follow the network. Go check out chopsportsmedia.com. Also, chopsports.shop, which you can find in chopsportsmedia.com. The store is running. Support those NIL chop athletes. Support us. You know, we're tired of everybody buying everybody else's shit already. We're pretty pissed about it. We'll have AJ do a nice little promo about some of our stuff that we would like to get back up there. And tonight, if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, only if you're a Dallas Cowboy fan, yours truly will be on the Blogging the Boys YouTube channel, which has 10,000 subscribers now. Congratulations to those guys. But I will be on there previewing the Dallas Cowboys training camp. So go check me out at 5 o'clock. So with that, for Sturch and Gooch, and of course, AJ Bascone, this has been another episode of the Chop Sports Podcast, and we will see you guys tomorrow.
Got a nice little player with a nice little oblique strain.
Lindor?
Yeah, he's out.
Bum, bum, ba, bum.